deny based on discrimination, but change classification to residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 And again, we need a copy.
Motion passes.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Okay. Change to residential. Okay. And as to BOE 258, I would make a motion to deny the discrimination claim, but to grant the change in classification to residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
And that one, you're also going to send me a lease?
There's only two.
Two
1331
well,
Jones Road. And
as to those two, we've ruled they're residential at this point. But going forward, obviously, hopefully, right. we can mend some fences here and get those taken care of if you have any other properties that change or whatever.
Certainly.
Okay?
So is 1331 Jones Road your actual address or, I mean, your residence?
No, that's the one my maintenance manager and my laundry manager live at.
Okay. So which one is your actual, is it in here?
It's 105 Rocky Road.
Rocky Road in Ridgedale also.
And that one's, I did not appeal, didn't do anything because it was residential and.
Okay, there's been no change of classification.
Nothing, so that's not even on the table right now.
So that's
the place you're talking about where they came.
Right, but I think, well, and that one doesn't have a claim on it, but that would be discriminatory in my perception if you were to say that because we live in Ridgedale that we're not eligible for.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, and what you're talking about is the subject of some of our discussions here as to whether or not we're going to, I mean, on the one hand, it's hard to say that if you have a residence in Tane County that you're using another one next door for vacation purposes, but we understand that people use family, and we're going to make a ruling on that probably more.
I know you're going to make a ruling, but can I at least give you
sure.
my, because there's one property that I do want to make hybrid, but I know that you're going to come back and say, well, Val, Robert, you live on 105 Rocky Road in Ridgedale. So
right.
The Hellman Ridgedale is three bedrooms.
Sure.
Okay. The house that I'm asking to have is the hybrid scenario is a five-bedroom.
Where is it at?
In Ridgedale.
I mean, is it on the appeal?
It is. It is. I mean, do you want to do these? And I was going to wait on that, but we kind of opened up the can. So do we open that can now, or should I follow through the list?
Well, in order to go through this list, are the rest of the properties we're going to talk about properties you guys own?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they're in within an LLC, I'm sure. And the next question is, you want to pick one that gets a mixed-use classification.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And that which property is it that you're lobbying to have that? Because what I'm going to do on that property is I'm going to table it, and then the rest of them will make a ruling.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Okay.
Okay. So the address for that one is 161 Oakmont, and I did not put the time on what that one is. It's on here, though. It's on here.
I have a 171 Oakmont.
Yeah, that one we'll leave in. I wonder if they didn't carry it over.
Can you see it, Jennifer?
It's 161 Oakmont. They may not have put it on this list.
Is that on another day?
Let me go see if I could find that, because I printed something else out.
You've got it right here.
What would it be?
Yeah, but that's not... It's under 161 Oakmont Hills, LLC. Look at my original.
It's on the 27th. And Valerie, do you have other ones on the 27th?
I don't. They were supposed to move them all. And I realize stuff happens. Remember, you were the one on
right.
when I was on the phone.
I called, I talked to you
and
the
you
phone.
Said, look, can you move it up from the 27th? And I said, I was out of town, but I can this
okay.
week.
We don't have a problem trying to rule on that.
That'd
if you
be
want
great.
To pull it forward.
Can
sure.
we just put that one now then?
What's
yeah,
the valuation on that one?
Hmm?
What was it assessed at?
It's right here.
The valuation is 68. Thousand, I think.
No. That was for
no. We're talking about the appraised value.
Appraised value is $212,500.
And the number is 250. I found it in my original.
It's BOE 250.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm
and that's working. The one that you would prefer be mixed use?
Right.
Okay.
So, I'll go back to my scenario when you find it.
So that's the one that's on the 27th?
I'm not finding it on the 27th either. Okay. Let me look at the 26th.
I believe that's correct. She says 250. I don't think we have those printed yet.
No, okay.
No, we don't have it.
Because we've tabled, I think we've tabled a fair amount to the 26th.
We have a copy of it here if you'd like.
I have the card. Would that help? But I need it back.
Yeah.
Hey, just a point of recommendation.
You have it. You can pull it up, right?
We may want to lock the wheels on this podium.
Is it? Oh, there's two stoppers on the front.
Yeah, but.